This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, Pier 17 in New York City, brought to you by Chase, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. The music requests, the music suggestions keep pouring in, including some comments like this from Robert Robinson, who's from here in New York.
Ah.
He said, love your show, respect most of your opinions. However, when it comes to music, both of you wouldn't know good music if you tripped over it. Your tastes belong in the toilet. Hashtag Alicia Keys can sing.
Is she really a singer? Alicia Keys can't sing. And I'm not trying to crush Alicia Keys.
Can I first say something? Robert, I have been defending Alicia since her birthday earlier this week because Bart has said that
she's not a singer.
She's a tremendous singer.
Brandy.
Musician.
Beyonce. She's Christina brilliant. Aguilera.
All right. Let's not do
Whitney
this.
Whitney Houston.
All I'm just saying is
Luther Vandross. Those are singers.
He also then sent us this link to a story about how new music is getting is shrunken by like 70% of the music market in the U.S. is old music.
Yes.
And so it's this idea that new music isn't being appreciated. And I'm thinking, well, because it ain't that good.
Well, you want me to bump some Kodak back?
Anyways. Damian Woody joins us right now via the phone.
I like music. We used to have the music wars, and it was to be me against Braylon Edwards, who had the biggest speaker. And every week, every day, we brought a bigger speaker, and we had the music wars.
Who had the what?
Music wars.
Who had the biggest what?
Radio.
Crazy.
We were bringing the bigger speakers. We were just spending thousands of dollars on getting bigger speakers so we can play the. And Damian was right next to me. He know I know my music.
I can vouch for this story.
I tell no lie.
And I know D. Wood knows music. He's got a baby grand behind him every time you see him on Get Up. Although today we get to see him in person.
Yeah.
In his Islander colors that he wore today, orange tie, blue shirt, looking resplendent. I love the look.
He never
great.
Showed the shoes that he blew out, man. You want to explain that, Damian Woody? I've seen Julio Jones blow out his cleats. I've seen Zion or somebody blow out or the big Zion. Baller brand blow them out. I've never seen anybody blow out their church shoes, man. What happened?
Man, my morning was going so good, man. I'm coming in, to the studio. I stepped in a damn hole on the street.
Oh.
And when I was coming out of the doggone hole, it ripped the back part of my shoe, man. I'm like, damn it, man. Like, this is not the start that I envisioned in my day. So I'm sitting around, walking around with a blown out shoe. Holding on to dear life right now.
But first of all, you're not just going to gloss over that. Like, that's easy to do. I've never – you know how strong your damn feet and ankles got to be to blow out a triple stitch suit? That's the seam in the back of a shoe. A moccasin, man. You blew out a moccasin, son.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess it was the force, man. Sometimes the force is with you, you know?
Well, how about this, D-Wood? Is the force with the Denver Broncos with this hire they made – with Nathaniel Hackett as their head coach, taking him from Green Bay as the offensive coordinator after hearing Aaron Rodgers just throw rose petals about how great he is and how an opportunity for him to be a head coach is terrific. Like, is this, you know, is now the tractor beam on Aaron Rodgers to go to Denver?
Oh, man, this is going to be the story that everyone's going to be talking about all offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're absolutely right. He's been talking in glowing terms about Nathaniel Hackett and how he makes the game easy and how he's able to teach the offense. So, listen, we all know that the Denver Broncos got an opening at the quarterback position. They got a lot of young, really good weapons over there. So, I mean, it's an obvious fit, right? You know, we had a discussion on Get Up, you know, whether, you know, it makes more sense for Aaron Rodgers to jump ship to Denver as opposed to staying in Green Bay. I think there's, you know, pros and cons to each side, but I think the talk is going to be, and it's going to continue to mount, of Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay, going to the Broncos.
So, I mean, listen, we all love a good soap opera. I mean, hell, Stephen A. works on it with General Hospital, whatever he does in his spare time, whenever he gets time, right? So we talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. We know that that's going to be a big story. The other story is going to be terrific time and his decision and the ripple effects. Which story or which movie are you signing up to see first if you only can buy tickets to one?
I would say I would probably say Aaron Rodgers because, listen, you know, Tom Terrific, he has seven rings. You know, like, his legacy is already set. He's the greatest quarterback. So I already know how that story ends. We don't yet know how the ending of Aaron Rodgers' story is going to be. Because if he, you know, makes that move to Denver, obviously now we're talking about a whole different chapter going up against, you know, that bad man in Kansas City and other quarterbacks in the AFC.
Man, it's you know, it's crazy, man. You talk about how many people Tom Brady is responsible for getting keeping their jobs, because Ndamukong Suh doesn't come back unless Tom Brady takes less money. You think about Levante David. He doesn't come back unless Tom Brady takes less money. Antonio Brown, Gronkowski. Now, if he leaves, all those guys are going to be unemployed because it's like, well, now we have to rebuild. It's crazy the ripple effect of Tom Brady and how many people money pockets he's putting money in.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like any great quarterback, right? You know, any great quarterback is going to be able to attract other free agents. Not only attract other free agents, but, you know, have some guys take less money just to play with said quarterback. I mean, people did with Peyton Manning. Obviously, people did it with Tom Brady, you know, down in Tampa Bay. So, listen, I think, you know, the decision by Tom Brady is going to have a ripple effect on that whole organization.
Talking with Damian Woody. D, would you and like, you know, Jeff Saturday, you guys see the game differently than regular people do. That's why I'm always fascinated to hear you guys talk about the game from that perspective of somebody that's more the protector and somebody that has been at the line of scrimmage where really the game is won or lost. So when you watch the Bengals and you see Joe Burrow just get sacked 9 times, yet they still win, and now they're going into a championship game, do you watch it thinking to yourself, they need to do this than that to fix it, or is it just the personnel's not good enough and they really got to get better players to protect him?
Well, I think at this point, at this juncture in the season, it's the personnel. Like, there's only so much you can do. You know, ultimately, guys got to win one-on-one battles. That's what it really comes down to. And clearly, just watching that the Bengals-Titans game, Tennessee, their defense, particularly their front, was much better than the Cincinnati Bengals. And I got to give a lot of credit to Joe Burrow, man, because what happens is, man, when quarterbacks get hit, they stop looking down the field. They get so worried about the rush that they take their eyes, you know, down the field and with the pass routes. But Joe Burrow didn't blink, man. He was just getting smoked, and he just kept doing what he does best. And that's rare. That's rare for a lot of quarterbacks, because Bart knows this, man. When you hit a quarterback, doesn't matter who it is, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they become mortal. But what we saw from Joe Burrow, man, is he just kept plugging away. He didn't complain. Right. He didn't whine. He just went back to the sideline. Was like, okay, it is what it is. I'm just going to get back at it again.
D. Wood, to be young and have no scar tissue. But that scar tissue is building up fast and faster than it has in most quarterbacks that we've seen, not named David Carr, because David Carr got a lot of scar tissue, and he's on that type of trajectory. But I want to ask you as a lineman, when your quarterback gets sacked 9 times, how do you look him in the face when you go back to the huddle? Like, is it like, because I know when I yell at my dog, when you know he's done something and he won't look at you in the face and he kind of wag and put his tail between his legs, like, do you just kind of don't look at him? You hear the play, but you don't look at him directly in the eyes?
Well, man, first of all, I've never been a part of anything like that. Number two, it's like, it's just hard for me to even fathom, like, your quarterback getting smoked like that on national television, everybody's watching, and you just get pummeled out there. Like, that's embarrassing. You know, for me, man, at that point, it's beyond X's and O's, and it's about pride. Like, where is the pride in protecting the guy that, you know, that's trying to help you win games? Like, I can't have my quarterback getting smoked like that, man. Mm-hmm. So, listen, I just think that, you know, hopefully those guys rebound, because that was pathetic that happened last weekend with that offensive line.
But he's been sacked 51 times. And the crazy part is the coordinator keep releasing the damn tight end. Can you keep 70? I got 3 great receivers. One guy that's going to take 2. The other one's is balling. Can we please keep the tight end and the running back in instead of releasing 5 people into a damn route? What responsibility does the offensive coordinator have to protect him? He know those dudes some bumps.
I guess the coach is like, listen, we're going to keep riding this thing. We've gotten this far. We're going to keep riding it, and we'll address everything else in the offseason, because I can tell you right now, when the season's over with, every asset better be poured into that offensive line. Every asset better be poured into that offensive line to get that protection fixed for Joe Burrow.
Damian Woody joining us right now. So when you're crushing the tiny helmets to decide who's going to win and who's going to lose for this weekend, what is the matchup you want to see in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch. rematch, Chiefs 49ers. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That sounds like a good one. That's the one I pick, actually. So I'm going Chiefs 49ers.
Rams Kansas City has all the making of the stars, man. You got the underappreciated superstar that finally got himself a squad that can go throw for throw with Mahomes. You got the star power on the outside.
The home team in L.A., Cooper, in their building, Cooper, Odell Beckham Jr.
Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown winner.
You got Boy Wonder coaching the team. Then you've got Mahomes.
But you got villains. But you got villains. The villain, Jalen Ramsey, the villain.
Yeah.
Against Tariq Hill.
Aaron Donald,
the villain.
Yeah, I kind of feel.
Come on, D.
I do feel that, D.
Wood.
I can't see the 49ers being that team.
Listen, the reason I like the 49ers is because of styles. Like, the 49ers are like bullies, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're bullies on both sides of the ball. I like that to go up against, you know, Kansas City, kind of high flying and all that type
you
of stuff. That's probably like my only reason.
You want the sequel, D-Weezy. You want the sequel? We already saw this movie. Jimmy G didn't finish. So you're saying Ayuk is going to catch it where Emmanuel Sanders couldn't. Because it's basically running it back the same people instead of the guy Bruckner that went to Indianapolis. I want to see a new movie with a new star, with a new villain.
Listen, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. I'm just saying that's what I had picked, so I'm going to ride with my pick.
That's why.
Well, who wins that game for you if it goes that way? Who wins that one? Because I think the 49ers are just too banged up.
I would probably have to go with the Chiefs, the way Patrick Mahomes playing right now. I mean, he hasn't lost since October.
Have you seen how Matthew Stafford is playing?
I'll probably have to play with
Matthew Stafford. That's blasphemy.
No, I didn't play with Matthew Stafford.
You didn't?
I left when he came in. Oh,
man. Do you wish you had a stay?
Nah. That Detroit situation was no bueno. Nah.
Hey,
nah,
tell people the story. Tell the people the story. First of all, he gave money back. That's how you know how bad Detroit is. But tell people the story about how you knew Detroit was different, you know, about the dude that got robbed the first day.
Bro, I signed there, and then I think it was like the second day, man, that I was there. It was a situation where a guy got robbed. I think it was like either 7 or 8 miles, something like that. I forgot which one it was. And now they left the man there laying in the road, and then people came up to him, took his shoes, clothes, everything there. I'm like, y'all ruthless out here. This man laying in the street, dying, and y'all come out here, people come out here and rob him of his clothes and everything.
The vultures come circling.
Right, dude got shot by somebody else, and they come rob him. Like, hey, you ain't going to need those no more, man. How about call 911? You can take my wallet, man, but call 911.
Right, let me take your cell phone. Can you at least call?
I was literally like, man, what I done got myself into right now.
Yeah.
What up, though?
Yeah,
what up, Detroit?
Exactly.
313. They listen. I'm big in Detroit, yo.
No, they love you there. They
love
you
my
there.
Peoples.
Hey,
they
D-Wood,
crazy, though.
And we love D-Wood. It's good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Oh, no. Wait. I do have to throw this in, though, because I did promise to do this.
Yeah.
Islanders have won 8 of their last 10. I feel like it's starting to turn.
Don't think I ain't peeped it out.
I mean, it's. I feel like it's starting to turn. I think this is now a good time that we get you and Bart Scott and we get to a game.
Do you have my green suit?
It's time. It's time.
I think we got to make this happen.
You would. Like, you strong. I see you've been working out. You back on your greasy.
Islanders on ESPN Plus tonight against the Kings. You can see that.
I read that promo on TV this morning. The Islanders promo on TV this morning, so
yeah.
But you already know what time it is.
So what I'm saying is, D, if we go to the game, I see you've been working out.
And Chris Canty wants to come with us, too.
I need Damon because I'm going to do a handstand, but I'm going to push my camel toe all against the glass. I'm going to wear the blue man group. I need somebody to smear me against the glass.
Hey, phrasing!
I just need him to smear me against the glass. You know what I'm saying? He can push me and, like, smear me against the glass so I can put it against the glass for the opposing team so I can get in
the fight. So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
Wear your good shoes, D-Weezy.
I'm going to have
a green screen suit on.
I know the Islanders are listening. Let's make it happen. Good to talk to you, my man. Thanks so much.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, that's Damian Woody.
I'm telling you, I'm going to wear the little – you ain't going to see my face, nothing. But I need somebody to press me against the glass.
I know you're going to do this.
Okay.
I just don't know if. I definitely need to be part of it.
Yes,
definitely.
You can hold my feet, my ankles.
We would just need to pregame.
Yeah. Get you in the right state of mind.
Get me in the right state of mind for sure. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But that whole idea of the Super Bowl matchup, though, I mean,
that's what America wants. We want Kansas City.
The stars.
Kansas City and playing in your building 2 years in a row, the home team
Rams,
host.
Rams-Chiefs gives you everything. If you're the NFL, gives you everything you want.
Tyreek Hill and Ramsey.
Especially if you don't have a Rodgers or a Brady. So it gives you – you got Odell. You've got Boy Wonder coaching the team. You've got Andy Reid, who's just everybody's –
You got Shreddy Betty. You got Boy Wonder versus old Boy Wonder.
Yeah, you've got Mahomes and his magic and all that stuff going on there. There's just so much.
The story of Whitworth, 40 years old, came back, finally getting to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Is that too?
Man. Cam Akers coming off the injury.
Odell. Yeah, Cam Akers and all his crazy workout videos.
Yep.
There's so much. Cooper Kupp, who, everybody knows.
Cooper Kupp versus Tyreek Hill. Who's better?
Hey, I'm throwing it to Cooper, and nothing you can do about it. And he still catches it. Like, there's so much about these. That kind of matchup would be so much fun.
What I love about Cooper Kupp. If Cooper Kupp was sitting on the bench, you'd say, give him the chump, give him the chump.
It's so true.
Then he'd go out there like Billy Hoyle, can you come out and play?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's see. Where do you want to go here?
Just push the button. Just rant. Don't even call that name. You tell us who the hell
Let's take David. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Bart. Mary J. Method Man. That's it. That's where it starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're all I need. I sing the morning blues. I took one look at you.
What I was calling for was, I'm mad that Ben is leaving. I'm a Steelers guy. But what accountability does the front office have for leaving the cupboards bare? Because Haskins and Rudolph ain't it.
Yeah, well,
that's true. If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm very concerned. It's not easy to get a quarterback.
But remember, they tried. They kept trying. They brought in Dobbins, right? They brought in Rudolph. But also,
brought in Dobbs.
They drafted.
I mean, you knew.
Haskins
Rudolph
was
wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
After he got hit in the head and got hit in the head with the helmet.
But also, Haskins was your reach.
Haskins
was the reach.
Haskins is the guy that we're going to see and has talent.
No, listen. You saw what
don't give
Haskins
up on Haskins already
losing his captainship in Washington.
Yeah, that's immaturity.
Like, I mean,
he's still
and then he had the strippers during COVID
in Pittsburgh. But, though, that the word is he still was being very immature, and you're playing under Mike Tomlin.
Exactly.
And you still can't get it right.
Hey,
the guy said that he was on his cell phone prior to like game time. Like Haskins, seriously, it's such a disservice as a Steelers fan. I feel like wow, you guys just because we never signed big free agents. We don't have the salary cap, and now you got these two bums. Honestly, I'm going with Sam. Look in the draft.
Can I stop you for a second? As a Detroit Lions fan, you have had 15 years of not having a losing season. I play for the Jets, and I report on the Jets, and I have to report on incompetence all the time. Miss me with you just got out the playoffs with a team that you shouldn't be in the playoffs. You should be grateful, thankful. And if anybody should get the benefit of the doubt, it should be your organization. They gave you 18 years without a losing season. Can they have one losing season? They ain't had one yet. They just came off the playoffs. Can they have one losing season before you get all upset? They'll find something. You had the time where you had Stew Beef, Cordell Stewart, and it was just okay. Well, you got to be a little bit okay for a little bit while you reload. But come on, man. You guys are so spoiled.
David, I'll give you a chance to just respond to that for 30 seconds because he does. Okay. Bart makes a great point, is that if anyone has earned the benefit of the doubt and trust, it would be the Steelers organization.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you had all of this time to look at Mason Rudolph. No one in their right mind could think that this guy was the heir apparent to Ben. That's what I'm saying. And before I go, you guys gave Scott Mitchell all that money years ago.
Yes, and I hate it.
Seriously,
Rodney Pete, Charlie Baxter. Charlie Baxter is there with you. Charlie Baxter, the most unathletic black man I've ever seen in my life. Dude would trip over the painted field. How the hell you trip over a painted field?
David, I had to let you go because you picked out a scab. It was unnecessary to even bring up Scott Mitchell. You know that's a deep scar. For Bart Scott, you know it is. How dare you?
You wasted Barry Sanders' career with Scott
Mitchell.
Continue with
your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, a former Knicks coach didn't hold back with his criticism of the current team. Mm. Wait to hear what was said during the broadcast last night about the Knicks. That is coming up What do we got here? We got anything? No, we don't. We don't have any reads at all.
That's why we can go extra long.
We can go. Okay. So that is all coming up with
and
your calls.
This,
it is
audio.
Yes, it is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Get your popcorn ready.
ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
This is the reason she was kicked out the group.
How dare
she
you?
She finer than Beyonce. It's all right. Lil Webby held her down. LaToya Luckett, man. You deserve better.
Seeing you.
I think maybe it was a report that her dad was trying to hit on her too or something.
Man, come on.
Listen, I'm keeping it real, man. This is what happens in the streets when you talk about Ball Report, Page Six. This is what was happening in the hood, son. They were like, hey, man, she kind of finer than Beyonce because she sings some songs. Now, Kelly, she cute. She cute. Michelle, she cute. But LaToya Luckett is fine. You know what I'm saying? Thick, too. You know what I'm saying? Built like a brick house. That's who Lionel Richie was talking about. When he was saying she's a brick house, he was talking about LaToya Luckett.
You know what? I don't know.
Beyonce was like, hell no. I'm the only brick house in this group. You got to go.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Hey, think O'Reilly Auto Parts when you're listening to Bart talk about who again was it?
LaToya Luckett.
LaToya Luckett, right? And Kelly Rowland and Beyonce.
So you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts, you need a new bumper. That bumper was bumping.
For all your car care needs, they're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Do you know how many people out there are Googling LaToya Luckett images right now? She just went up 1,000% on the Google search.
Let's just see if there's a
bump. Skizzle.
There's a bump in the.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden trending.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. Well,
we did all the talking. It's time for you to do your line.
That's right. Well, everybody's out there Googling right now and checking out other things. As you listen to us, we are going to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in a segment that we call
Audio Files Wrist. Damn it!
What?
The audio file.
That was bad too.
You got no depth perception. Listen, we gonna get you tested for LASIK like Wild Thing, man. Like you keep missing the mark. I think you hitting it for real.
I told you. I was playing golf with DiPietro, and I was having a bad round. And DiPietro was like, "Alan, the ball doesn't move. Why do you keep hitting it in different places?
It moves to your.
I don't know.
Get you some damn beta kerosene, man."
I need something. All right. So while we figure all that out, let's figure out what's going wrong with the New York Knicks. Who look? I mean, let's be honest. That was the nicest way to put it. That was a no show performance on national TV against the Miami Heat.
Yeah,
the Heat are at a different place. They are a hard playing, hard team to play against. They're tough. Adebayo's back. Jimmy Butler's back. Tyler Herro's playing fantastic off the bench. He should be a sixth man of the year candidate for sure, right? So they're just in a different place, and the Knicks walk in there, and their star player Julius Randle is disengaged, disconnected. He really just, the body language on him is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks like, this is the last place I want to be. He really does. Like, even on the road now, you thought maybe it was at home? No, it's on the road too. It's the last place I want to be. That's the vibe he gives off when he makes his expressions and his body language. He may not want that. Like, I don't feel that way. Well, you look like you feel that way. That's a problem. Evan Fournier's confused. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Kemba Walker gives you a good game once in a while, but then once in a while, he's also a liability.
You just pray for the bench to start getting rolled in, because that's when they play.
And then Tom Thibodeau, like, refuses to play certain players. They just get Cam Reddish, not giving him any burn. Just keeps going with the same people over and over again. So Jeff Van Gundy, who Tom Thibodeau was Jeff Van Gundy's assistant coach back in his old Knick days. And they have a relationship. Van Gundy's on the ESPN broadcast, and he couldn't take it anymore with what's wrong with the Knicks.
They just need major changes. As Fournier hits a three, they don't bring it on a nightly basis. And I'm talking the starting unit. And if there's been plenty of time throughout the year to show that they work well together. As Hero with a tough post-up shot. I just don't know how they continue on like this. You know, that's the definition of insanity, is seeing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
They did make one move. They traded for Cam Reddish. He's only played in one game so far, and he played 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Is there another move that's on the horizon before the deadline for the Knicks?
Well, the Reddish move was they traded, you know, Kevin Knox, who wasn't in the rotation, for who's actually a higher draft choice than Cam Reddish in the same draft. Right? And so
yes.
I just think it's like I'm talking a major move.
Corner three goes for Fournier.
Good ball movement there. That's what they need more. Less dribbling, more quick passing, and they got a wide open three by Fournier.
Butler on the baseline, doubled and fouled. He'll go back to the line. 4 for 4. But to make a big move, don't you need to have the pieces that are going to be attractive to another team? In terms of great players, do the Knicks have enough of those pieces that are going to attract another team to make a huge deal that's really going to improve this Knicks team right now?
No. No, they don't.
Fournier picks up his second foul.
And really what happened is this summer, you know, they thought they were upgrading. They made a lot of moves. You know, extended Randall, paid Randall, Nerlens Noel, Walker, and Fournier. And, you know, it just hasn't worked yet.
Well, a lot there from Jeff Van Gundy, and I thought the well-timed buzzer, when he talked about it, he asked the question, do they have any pieces that they can trade? No.
Yeah.
A couple of things here, Bart. Kevin Knox was not in the same draft as Cam Reddish. That's a year apart. So just to clarify that. But Jeff probably just was off the top of his head. A major move that the definition of insanity, doing the same thing. Their starting five is the worst five-man unit in the NBA statistically.
Including the Pistons?
Yes. Yeah. The worst. They're a minus 114. That's a starting five for a team that actually has been hovering over around 500 all season. It's not like the Pistons, who have been just, you know, brutal.
Yeah.
They've been a 500 team, and somehow, some way, they're surviving the fact that their starting five sucks.
Because their benches make
and
up for it.
Their offense, as he said, it just takes forever to get into things. Why? Well, because what worked last year, which is go through Randall, and then Randall, if he gets doubled, you know, he kick out and all that stuff. Teams have adjusted, and Randall is not even close to being the same player he was last year. As I mentioned before, he looks detached, he looks frustrated, he looks confused, he looks everything other than a leader. All the things that don't make up a leader, that's what he is. He is doing nothing that is giving you any energy or any kind of positive energy to feed off of nothing. So there's that struggle with this year is a just complete opposite of last year. So their offense now has no other options other than RJ Barrett, who kind of just does it himself.
Yeah.
And on top of it, assets they have. Listen, I'm going to say this because I was on KJM this morning. Max started going into this whole, the Knicks suck, nobody wants to play there. And I'm like, Max, that's like the last conversation to have right now. This is not about attracting stars anymore. This is about just build a team that makes sense. That's it. Let's stop bringing up that worn out narrative of no stars want to play in New York. We get it. I think they've kind of told you that. We understand. You're going to have to trade for things.
Yeah.
So you have a ton of draft picks that you're holding on to. You made some mistakes this offseason, and the worst thing to do is perpetuate a mistake by pretending that it's the coach's fault. Well, the coach has to coach better. Or maybe things just don't fit. And maybe a guy that you thought was a centerpiece is not. So with all that in mind, I feel like making a trade just to make a trade makes no sense. You make a trade for the piece you're missing. And that's a rare piece. What they're missing is hard to find. Yeah. You know what it is? A brain. Oh. Yeah, that's a point guard.
Yeah.
They're missing that piece that you plug in and suddenly everybody just knows where to go because he knows. The maestro. I've said it over and over again. If you can't find it, what else are you going to do? Get another wing? Cam Reddish, they had four tires. They needed a steering wheel and they got another tire. Yeah. Cam Reddish is a good player, but it's just, well, all right, that's nice, but they don't really need another wing right now.
Yeah.
Now, they might trade one of their wings and then need him, but right now they don't need that. What they need is a point guard. Kemba's not available every single game.
Rondo.
You need a starting point guard. They don't have it.
No Rondo. Rondo's already been traded. That's like.
But he's not
guy.
Even like that. That yeah. wouldn't,
I mean,
that
I
wouldn't
I mean,
fix
I mean,
the problem.
I mean, a Ricky Rubio's injured. He's not available for trade. I mean, so what can you do at this point?
You wait until one becomes available. And I know that sounds ridiculous because how long are they going to wait?
Do you try?
Trade for the sake of making a trade.
Randall contract is for how long?
He just signed an extension that goes 4 years beyond this year.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say maybe somebody eat Randall's salary and, you know, buy him out or do something like that.
Yeah, no, it's too soon for all that. Yeah, it's too soon for all that. I know everybody's just frustrated and wants to move on.
I'm trying to get Jeremy Grant from the Pistons. Pistons are open for business.
He's injured. No, the Randall thing will be if he doesn't want to be here, which his body language looks like a guy that is really not happy playing here, not happy about anything. And if he says, I'm not happy, I want to move, then okay, then you try to find a team that will take him. But aside from that, Bart, what they're missing is very hard to find. It's like finding a quarterback in the NFL when you have, like, you're the Denver Broncos and you have all these great pieces on offense and you have a great defense.
And Drew Lock's your quarterback.
And you don't, yeah, exactly. It's akin to that. And if you think that's, and it's, I'm not saying it's the only problem, but that's the main problem with this team. That's the main problem, and that has been a missing element for over a decade. It's just never going to change. And I've said it ad nauseum. I say it over and over again. Nothing will change until they get that piece. The most frustrating thing is that they've had four straight drafts where they had a pick in the top 10. Frank Ntilikina, Kevin Knox, RJ Barrett, and Obi Toppin. Only one of them is a starter. RJ Barrett. You had four picks in the top 10 and only one of them was a starter. That sets your franchise back. And you've already gotten rid of one. I mean, I'm sorry. You already gotten rid of two. And Obi Toppin plays off the bench and barely gets a lot of time. So
you try Colin Sexton?
He's injured. Done for the season. So you have to figure out in the draft, why do you keep passing on point guards and going for wings when they've had those opportunities to get a starting point guard? Never able to do it. So now you got to trade for one, which is extremely hard to do, but they've got to do it. What's it going to be? February 10th. If they don't do it by then, Bart, they will not be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think this year is a wrap. I think maybe you try and trade for Colin Sexton. I don't care if he's injured or not. You try and figure something out. You know what I mean? Because that's the type of player they're going to end up with. That's the best they can hope for. A guy like Colin Sexton, who's the guy that they got there, Dungan or something like that, that they got that they're really happy with? They drafted a
Darius Garland.
Yeah, Garland. Yeah.
They love him.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Sexton doesn't fix your problem. De'Aaron Fox might. Jalen Brunson might.
You'd never be able to get
Keep an eye on some other. You're waiting for some star to be disgruntled and say, I want to go to New York. I want to go to the East. Whatever it is, you just want to be available
winning.
To it.
Brunson's just won like 11 out of 13. It's happy world.
He's
going to
be an unrestricted free agent. Again, like I said, I'm going to say it right now. If the Knicks don't acquire a starting quality point guard by February 10th, they will not be a playoff team. All right, that's Audio Files. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Jeff gave you a lot of honesty there.
I can hear the hurt in Jeff's, because he's talking about ISO ball. He basically is calling out Julius Randle. Like, hey, man,
way
this ball
too much. Yeah, and that's, again, not having a maestro. That's just going to get everybody in place and move the ball around. All right, we've said enough on that. Championship weekend draws closer, and as Bart and I mentioned, the best matchup is Chiefs-Rams. Do you agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
All right, so as we've gotten the news today of new coaching hires, including Nathaniel Hackett now will be in Denver, and Matt Eberflus will be in Chicago and fill their role.
You talking about Willis?
And that everybody's attention. Now, Eberflus has been in the cycle in the past couple of years from the Colts because I believe last year there were a couple of teams that did interview him, but then he ended up going back to Indianapolis. But this time around, he gets the job in Chicago. And it's now created this thought, whether the Giants, you know, where they're going to go. There are still openings, Jacksonville. But
they'll give him the
Houston. Yeah, New Orleans.
Hey, go down here.
But there's becoming this sense, and it's something that Adam Schefter said, I heard him say earlier, Eric Bieniemy, who is a big name in the cycle, offense coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Been for 3 years in the cycle.
And he said that, and Schefter said, it doesn't look like he will get a job this time around.
So you still have Minnesota.
So what happens from a guy that was a hot candidate to now someone that isn't even getting interviews?
He's going to his fourth AFC championship, arguably maybe his third Super Bowl. Every time you think about the excuse that this is Andy Reid's offense, didn't hurt Matt Nagy, didn't hurt Doug Peterson. Why does it hurt Eric Bieniemy? I have no idea. You know, people have to be honest with themselves.
Is he interviewing poorly?
Who cares about an interview? I know guys that interview great. Can he coach?
I'm asking a
question. Does Andy Reid sign off like Bill Parcells signs off on some of the other guys that have gotten the benefit of the doubt? At this point, does he not deserve the benefit of the doubt? Not only was he a great player, he's been a great coach, and he's paid his dues. The dude's in his 50s. It ain't like he's a young dude. This ain't some young cat that you bring in. This is a guy that's been around coaching arguably the best quarterback in football and has taken that offense and has done it in different ways, you know, for the last 4 or 5 seasons. You tell me. I don't care what he interviews like. Interviews whether he has a plan for this team and can he lead men. And from all indications, you ask, you know, do you not ask to speak to Patrick Mahomes to see what he thinks? Do you not ask to speak to Andy Reid?
Here's the thing, though. Like the feeling was Ryan Poles becoming the GM in Chicago, and he comes from Kansas City. You would think like that would be the obvious.
Yeah, he comes from Kansas City. Higher there before there, though. But you don't know what people have as far as relationships.
But what is even an option? Denver talked to him, but Denver then decided to go with Hackett, and it's the obvious,
of course.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers connection.
Nah, I bet
course.
You if Patrick Mahomes was coming with Eric Bieniemy, everybody fired their coach.
I'd love to see is a list of franchises that Bieniemy over the last couple of years has interviewed with.
Yeah.
Just see how many of the league, how many out of the league has he actually interviewed with? Because there's been, 16, half the league has gotten a new coach in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, because you talk about 6 to 7 jobs every year,
yeah.
So 4 years, that's 24 teams.
It's at least half the league.
That's 24 yeah. teams.
So
and 6 is the average.
So how many out of those has he actually interviewed with, and what a list that is? And now the question, of course, is when does he reach that point where he's like, you know, I'm never going to get a job. Never going to get a head coach job. And
well,
you know what? The worst
up,
thing that can happen is to stay in Kansas
Andy,
City and,
Andy
wait
Andy
for,
Reid leave.
And wait for Andy Reid to step aside and call it a career.
And he doesn't want to take the wrong one because if I'm him, I'm not touching the Saints because that's an opportunity for you to fail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton set that thing on fire.
Yeah.
They got liens on all their property.
that, of course, is the concern. But somebody that was a hot commodity now all of a sudden isn't. Major concern, of course, when it comes to the equality of head coaching hires. We're back in 10 seconds. There it is.
Andy.
Now, this is a harder version than the one I remember.
This is the original.
This is the original, right.
I got to love Jordan there for you anytime you need me. For real, though, it's me and your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman.
Damn,
for
whatever.
We can make peace forever. Mm-hmm. My lady, we can make war, make babies.
Please.
Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even if the skies was gray.
Oh, you got this. I'm not even.
Say, baby, it'll be okay. Because that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give him a shh away. Can you ever tie? All right. So scratch.
Hell yes.
Turn Bart my
Scott.
Mic off, B, before Bart. I get up and start doing a diddy pop up in this thing, son. Ain't even got Scott. No Tim's on, B.
Alan Hahn, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Devontae Smith going to join us here in about 10 minutes, so we'll get to talk with him and see how his first season went.
He ain't
in
never
Philly.
Heard that song. You know what I'm saying? Young whippersnapper.
I don't even think he was born,
yeah.
Right, when that song came out.
I got chest hair older than Devontae Smith.
Conference championship game, obviously, drawing near this weekend. You got some betting lines, and some of these lines haven't even moved. I mean, it's pretty solid here. So Kansas City laying 7. All right. and the Rams laying 3.5. They're the two favorites. So you and I both said to Damian Woody, Chiefs-Rams is everything you want in a Super Bowl.
Everything.
Out of the teams that are left, you're the NFL. That's what you're rooting for. You've got star power everywhere. Coaches, players on the field.
Legacies on the line.
All that stuff. You've got, and I mean, for the Rams, they made their move to L.A. They're in their new stadium. They get to play in their stadium, not only in the championship game, but maybe in the Super Bowl if they win it.
They play 2 weeks in a row at home.
Think about that. And then, for L.A., for them, for their market, how big would that be for the Rams to play home, win the Super Bowl in your building? It has to help them.
Because really, that's
big
still,
for the NFL,
that's
man.
Still, that's still the Raiders city.
Ask Keyshawn, he'll tell you.
It's still USC city.
USC, then Raiders, then maybe the Rams.
Then maybe the Rams, because the Rams now are ahead of the Chargers. So maybe they can take the lead. But, hey, you can like us. Can we be your third team?
I just feel like
the Chargers was actually in the same state.
This has got to be the one that you want, right? This has to be the Super Bowl you want to see. I can't imagine there's another Super Bowl like Matt. I mean, again, the Niners, their defensive toughness, all that stuff, that's great.
Yes,
but I don't know, man. And Cincinnati is a nice story, but does anybody really see them pulling off that upset?
Yeah,
Joe Burrow and company with that offensive line. That, of course, that I can't see.
That is set
but
the
man, headline-wise, just all the stars. Odell, can you imagine Odell in the Super Bowl? Odell himself, just his personality
alone. Super Bowl week. Think about media access, him really letting it all out about how he really felt about Cleveland. Yo, son, I told you I had John Blaze, so he'd be out the mad rapper. I got stuff, tight stuff.
Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield's off social media. You know how I found out? On his social media.
Yeah. They should give Odell Beckham a Progressive commercial and take it away, and he'd be in the Cleveland
stadium. Barton on ESPN Radio.
Damn!
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.